Glory to Jesus Christ. Again, we can hear that gospel is not like sweet novel. The gospel message of Christ is really hard message, which says about truth, about life, and about our eternity. And today we heard another truth which was given to us through Christ, truth which can somehow remove illusions which we have sometimes about God, because many times these illusions are that God is some kind of this being, this older guy who say it's okay to everything, and in the end he gives us everything what we want. It's not that. God tells us exactly what he expects us to do. And today we heard that if we don't forgive our neighbors, so we will be given to torturers until we don't pay what we owe. And we owe because God forgave us everything. He forgave our sins, and he expects us to do like really tiny portion of this forgiveness on our part to our arch neighbors. And true is that we know this commandment because it is commandment which we can hear in on more places in the gospel and then in New Testament. We are aware of this commandment that we are supposed to forgive, that we are even supposed to forgive our enemies, and we should love them. And when we face this our enemy, when we are touched by our neighbor who is nasty to us, who betrayed us, who said bad words about us, who was charging us, taking advantage of us, all these kind of things which really caused that anger came to our soul. So we, and we, at that moment we remind ourselves, okay, this is horrible, but I should love this my neighbor. And usually it's not easy to conquer this anger. So what we do, we try to forget. And meantime we say, by time, you know, after week, two, maybe months, it will be easier, I will forget. But it is not what God wants us to do, forget. He wants us to forgive immediately. How can we do this if we feel that our heart is refusing to do this? That whole our being is against this? That we say, this is not right, not justice, it's not correct, and I'm not just able to do this. And we find this moment that our heart is cold, our heart is not able to make this move. How can we fix our heart? And how can we keep this commandment? Holy fathers who teach spiritual life, like Isaac the Syrian, John Climac, and others are coming to our church, they teach in the same way, like through like copy and paste, you know, these their advices. And they say, if you want to keep this commandment, you should pray for your enemies, for your neighbors, and you should bless them. And we ask, that's it? Yes, that's it. Because if we start to pray for our enemies, we are praying for God's children too. And God allows to see if we beg for his children, that we love them. If we start to beg God, pray for those enemies, it is not, we are not praying that, oh God, change heart of this person when he comes to me and says, I am sorry. We don't pray for that. We pray because that person was infected by evil. And we ask God to give him grace made this evil, this passion, what caused this danger, was removed from his life or her life. We don't pray for them to come to us and to be humble in front of us, to fix what they broke. We don't pray for that. We pray for them, may they are able to see truth and to make repentance and to turn to God. And then we bless them, because we know, because they are under this infection of evil, they cannot get God's gifts. They cannot get God's grace, God's gifts, God's help from above. So we ask God, please give them everything what they need. Please give them this spice of this problem, because this can help them to grow and to change. And once we see our enemies in this way, as they're infected by some kind of evil, and we beg God to give them grace, when we beg God to bless them, yes, we are sending huge help to them. But through this process, we are changing our heart. No. Through this process, God is changing our heart too. Because when he sees that we take care this way about this, our enemies, he comes and he gives us this benefit, gift of love, and he transforms us love, which becomes more warmer, loving, tender, meek. He changes us through process. To love our enemies, those who do bad things to us, to forgive others, brings huge benefit to them. But it brings even more benefit to our souls and to our hearts. Because this open not only transforms our heart, but it opens eternal life for us. Amen.